Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are here in the positively epic, kind center of the universe. We're here at Coco's Pub, where they only let nice people in, and they're letting me in for another hour. It's our last segment. Back to the Future scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. I'm wallpaper in this place. Rasig has come out of semi-sports cartoon retirement to be my co-host. He is a Lauraville resident. He lives up the street. And, of course, Marcy's here. Marcella runs, owns, her and her mom have had Coco's Pub since 1985. It said so on the sign. And tonight, for the first time ever, she is serving a crab melt. Have you ever done a crab melt, or is this the first time, like, literally?
This is...
And you goof off with his headsets. You're crazy, girl.
Oh,
come
there
on.
You go. Now I can hear.
Now you can hear. Yeah, wonder why you couldn't hear.
So, I don't recall. I don't ever recall doing a crab melt before. No.
Had you ever heard of one?
Absolutely.
But, like, tuna melt is a thing,
right?
Tuna melt's
a
thing. I hate tuna fish like that, so I don't think
I don't like hot tuna.
See, I like hot tuna.
I like the band Hot Tuna.
That's a good band, Hot Tuna. See, I don't like tuna fish out of a can. So, like, tuna, that kind of tuna melt is that kind of tuna. I like tuna, like blackened tuna. Like, I'm bougie.
Right.
I'm the Dundalk
bougie
guy.
You want a bougie tuna melt.
I want it, right. I want an ahi. Like,
you could do some really nice cheese, like Asiago or something on a...
She got ideas.
Tuna like that. That sounds good.
Does sound great. Yeah.
Well, this crab melt thing was born of Burks. Rasig, you've been at Burks, right? A million times, right? It was a sports writer joint.
Sports writer joint. The Ursay Dummy had its very first appearance at
I've
Burks,
heard of
by
Burks.
The way.
Really?
We took him out before we took him to the ball game. Bernie, Jeff Gordon, a bunch.
Chris Thomas part of this?
No, but you weren't part of it?
I did not go with the dummy.
A group of News American sports writers took him out drinking. At Burks.
Marsh, they used to do this frosted, they called it a frosted goblet. It was this giant goblet that they were cold, and it had ice on it, and they would serve Michelob Light. You remember Michelob Light?
Yes.
Right there in a frosted goblet,
nice,
and they would give me the crab melts just the way I showed you the picture. Your coleslaw, can we talk about your coleslaw for a minute? Because I take it home all the time. And I just, Jamie Costello, I'm like, don't leave here without the coleslaw. The coleslaw is phenomenal here. I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah, definitely.
That's mom's recipe, the coleslaw. Yeah.
Is that East Baltimore, your mom? Where'd she come up with all this?
My mom, yeah.
Your mom worked in a restaurant business, right? That
was
her thing.
She was always in the business as a bartender and restaurant.
So she knew good food.
Yeah.
Period. 11 ounces, those crab cakes. So when you give me the 11-ounce softball to take home, it's too big to fry. It's too big to eat in one sitting for me. So I cut it up, and I got these Bay's English muffins, and I love the taste of your crab cake, but it is sweet, and it's on the sweeter, creamier side, and more so than Old Bay-ish. It's not that way. It's sweeter than it is salty, and I knew if I put it on an English muffin, I said to Jen, I'm going to recreate this crab melt idea I had. And I saw those Bay's English muffins, and I grabbed about 2 years ago.
Those are awesome. I love Bay's.
They're fresh.
Yes.
And you
got to
get them
really
in the refrigerated aisle, and they're like a red package.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out of New York, like you're saying.
They have sourdough, too.
They
do. I didn't know which ones to get for the tonight.
I got the regular.
I got the regular.
Regular.
For tonight. I didn't
regular.
Want the sourdough to interfere with
the
flavor.
I think it messes with the crab, I think.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be authentic. So, and then I used extra sharp cheddar cheese right on top, just the way they did it at Burks. And at Burks, they served it with coleslaw and French fries. That's the way God meant for a crab cake to be served, right?
Right.
Maybe crackers, but I mean French fries and coleslaw.
That's why
those are the official sides.
Yeah, that's our original platter.
That's the official sides.
Yes.
All right. What's going on at Coco's? Give me an update. The Orioles losing here too.
Oh my goodness, the Orioles are losing here too. Yeah.
I put this thing together tonight, thinking like Yankees, Orioles, last game of the
season. So excited when we set this up.
And I'm like, we could do crab melts and we can watch.
Baseball,
but who wants to watch baseball right now?
Yeah, well, you can't be a fair weather
I had an offer for tickets tonight, and I can't
It's a beautiful night.
Tell her why you're not going. Tell her why you're not going.
I'm doing yoga.
Yeah.
Look at how good you look.
It's a bad excuse. Really good today. You've been doing yoga.
I don't
do
it that regularly.
He does have a little glow, doesn't he? He's a skin glow.
I got a hair. I got a haircut today.
I was going to ask you. Did you get a haircut?
Oh yeah, my hair was not like Nestor's. Nestor had his yoga.
You want me to let it out?
Yeah,
you want me to let it out?
His son was here today. He's got his same hair, only it was pink.
Nestor had a post very on cool. Facebook.
Yeah. He's got the same hair as Nestor, only it's pink.
Right.
It was pink, right?
It is pink.
Okay.
Very pink.
But he had a post the other day on.
Cool guy. Very nice young man.
Everybody loves my son.
I really like
him. I know you find
forever.
This hard, but I'm an acquired taste. My son, however, everybody
really?
Loves my son.
Is that right?
Not
that
everybody
is
likes
breaking
me.
News.
Not everybody likes me. And I'm having a hard time with that, let me tell you.
You know I love you, Nessa. So, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
What's good here? Tell me.
Oh, my gosh.
You did a honey drizzle caramel
onion
goat cheese. That's a bougie burger.
I know.
That
Eric,
looks good, yeah.
Talking Eric into doing that crab melt special of yours tonight was very difficult.
Why?
Yeah. Because he likes to do bougie specials.
It's a working man's crab melt.
I told him it was old school.
It's like me, extra sharp.
Would like it. There you go.
Extra sharp, like me, and sweet in the middle.
It's like an old traditional. It's kind of like French fries with gravy, crab melt, you know?
Right, yeah. Is that a Baltimore?
Too upscale for Laurelville?
is that a Baltimore
thing? We just
thing?
Sold a couple of them.
Too down?
We just sold a couple.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Have you had it yet? Have you tasted it?
I have not tasted it yet.
All right. You haven't had. Did you ever get one at Burke's? Or
they're making us one.
I never had one at Burke's. No.
So when I started talking at Burke's with Howard Perlow, who's old school Baltimore, he went right to the onion rings.
Yeah, of course the onion rings. Of course the onion rings. That I always had.
I don't think anybody can emulate those. Do you remember the Burke's onion rings? They were gigantic.
Yeah, they were huge.
Two and a half inch wide. Yes, yes.
Giant oval. Yep. Perfectly fried,
you know
crunchy.
Who used to have those too was Bo Brooks. They used to have
Did
them.
They have those?
Bo Brooks had amazing
They also had
onion
great
rings.
Onion rings. I give a little nod to Burke's on that, but still, both great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The only onion ring I've ever had like Burke's, I was at Jack Stack Barbecue in Kansas City with Jen. Maybe like 7-8 years ago, we were at the bar, and we're just sitting there looking at other people's food. And it's steak and barbecue and sides, and it's a barbecue house. I looked over, and somebody had what looked like a Burke's onion ring. They served it on a plate. There were five of them there, and I'm looking at them. I'm like, we're going to have those. I said, just bring them over and with ketchup because I like them.
Heinz ketchup.
Diamond, dump them in ketchup. And they were it was the recipe. It was like a cornmeal kind of like.
We have good onion rings. Have you tried our onion rings?
Are they this big? Is it big as my head?
They're not that big. No.
I've never had
those. I have had yours.
No, I've never had them.
I've had yours. They're very good, yeah.
Really good. We'll have to have them make some.
But to go back to your previous question, I have never had a crab melt. Ever. So this is my first.
Now, how does it sound to you then? English muffin, crab meat, extra sharp cheddar cheese. Do you not like English muffins?
I mean, I do love English muffins.
Do you like cheese?
I do like cheese.
Do you like crab cakes?
I love crab cakes.
All right, what's wrong?
Because it's like being a baseball purist. You know, this is a crab cake.
No, it's a crab melt. I'm a crab melt purist.
I know, but you're taking the pure Coco's crab cake and changing it.
Am I offending you, Mars?
I'm not offended.
No,
at all.
She's not offended. I'm just, you know,
you
I'm just saying.
You can do whatever you want with your
I'm
crab
I'm just
cake.
Saying.
Do you know how happy I am?
It's a departure
Listen,
from
we're friends
what
and
is perfection.
Like, Mars sponsors the show. We're friends. I come here. I get treated great. Everybody, I love everybody here. But I only text you when I'm eating a crab melt, right? I mean, like, I don't bother her, but I leave here with a crab cake. She insisted I leave with a crab cake every time. Take one home for your wife. I'm like, all right, I'll take it home. And then it's too big for either one of us to eat. She's got some pork chop plan or something tonight or whatever, and it winds up in the fridge. And then tomorrow, I got to go somewhere, and then blah, 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 blah. And then Friday, I've got a beautiful, delicious, not inexpensive, perfect Coco's crab cake. I'm like, what am I going to do with it? And I'm like, I'm going to get some English muffins. And then I get the English muffins, and Jen does the same thing. Like,
I never went to Burke's. You're messing with the perfect crab cake. You're bastardizing her crab cake. If she hears about this, it's going to be like you fried it. And I'm like.
This is why I love Jen, you know. I mean, she's the same as I do.
I throw her out of the kitchen. I get my little witch doctor going, right? And I what I do is I quarter it, and then I cook the crab cakes, little minis,
we did 2 6-ounce today on our special.
Oh, they're going to be meaty.
So they're big. Because I thought you just cut it in half and did it.
No, I quartered it.
I was like, oh, that's going to be too small. Eric wanted to do them 4 ounces. I'm like, that's going to be too little.
You could do 2.5 ounces on each one, and it's plenty.
It looks so little, though. I was making crab cakes.
Because your mother made them as big as my head. It's a softball.
I was like, you can't do
that. Listen, you guys got to get over all of this. Size matters.
Size matters.
You got to get through this, all right?
I'm
talking like a real man here, okay? Not every crab cake needs to be 11 ounces in the size of Marcia's mother.
No.
So when I take it home like that, it's just too much for me.
But a junior is perfect, which is like 5.5 ounces.
My point with with the bread
ounces,
and with the cheese and with the sides, to me, this isn't a dinner item. This is a lunch item for you. I think it's a 2.5 ounce crab cake. A quarter of your big softball, quarter it out, and chew.
Eric was right out of the
lunch. It's plenty of crab.
But
it's
appropriate. Also trying to make it affordable, so people can get it.
It's an appropriate crab. It's enough crab. You wouldn't put that much tuna on a tuna melt, I don't think. You wouldn't want to stack it up, make it look like a burger, would you? Mm. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a restaurateur. I'm an eater.
Yeah,
the picture looked like it was bigger.
It wasn't.
That you sent me.
I'm promising you I've quartered it.
You must have.
Because it allows me to eat 4 of them instead of 2. You with me on that?
Okay, gotcha.
What's the difference? You're eating 4 instead of 2, but 4 smaller ones?
But
isn't that the
same
thing?
I get to enjoy it 4 times as long. listen to me.
Way, you can get it with your wife and you can share it. You get a half and she gets a half.
Right, yeah. That's nice.
It's going to be too much meat, but that's just me. I'm just saying. So I have a theory about ice cream. Because Versig was it. By the way, what week are you closed in August?
This year, we're closed the week starting August 3rd.
Early.
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. So I'm doing my 27 favorite things to eat in Baltimore beginning August 3rd. August 3rd is our 27th anniversary.
Oh. Nice. That's
so
amazing.
August 3rd is also my mother's birthday, my maternal mother, Connie, who left us a few years ago, and my cat birthday. So August 3rd is a big day. Big day. So August 3rd, we're kicking off the 28th year of NST, but 27th anniversary. So I'm doing my favorite 27 things to eat. You know you're cooking a shrimp are on that list for me. And the crab cake thing for me is I eat so many of them that I don't really want to feature crab cakes at my crab cake places because I think everybody knows about your crab cake. So I'm not doing crab cakes on this tour at all. I'm doing 27 days.
Okay, interesting.
No crab. There'll be some crab on it because there's a mushroom crab cap thing that I love, like a mushroom imperial. So I'm going to feature that at one of my places. But I'm doing all my sponsors for unique things. Like Cooper's Pub, their gumbo is the best gumbo on earth. Like, I'll tell you that right now. So that's on the list. So we're going to do a show there. We're doing a show here. I want to do it the week of, like, August 25th, because you're top 10. That coconut shrimp's a serious thing. So I'm doing it here that week, last week of August, next time I'm back. And this speaks to food and, like, me being skinny. And you were skinny your whole life, so you don't know. Keeping this girlish figure here has been difficult. I do hot yoga. He drinks beer after he does yoga.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, I should.
You saw that picture of me last
week. So what are you going to do here, coconut shrimp?
I'm doing coconut. Well, shut up, Sopran. I'm not telling people to listen.
Oh, that's right.
But the coconut shrimp might be on it. Check.
I believe it's August 21st. We're doing our 40-year anniversary.
Really?
Man, that's great.
It's not really a party, but it's going to be a celebration.
I'm going to be here the same
week.
I'm going to be here the same week then. So we'll make it a double party. So here's where that's a lot of crab. You put 11 ounces on there.
That's amazing.
That's too big.
Too
that
big.
Is not a junior. What did he do?
Dude, you're trying to show it off. It's like you're a chef or something.
Quite
Aaron.
Amazing.
Makes
me think of Morgana.
Does look a little bit like Morgana. A little bit like Janet Jackson.
My God, it looks amazing. My mouth's watering.
So this is the Coco's crab. This is not the Burke's, because the Burke's crab melt, they wouldn't give you this much crab meat, but you know that. That's why they're not in business and you are. So, but I want to say this about ice cream, because this is where I get, this is how I lost weight. So I was a chunky monkey.
Eating ice cream?
Eating.
Tell me how you do that.
The appropriate amount of ice cream.
Yes.
Something they don't have here. Portion control. So, nonetheless, 2006, I lost about 35 pounds, maybe 40 pounds. We got pictures. We went to Rio de Janeiro, and I look like the chipmunk my wife feeds. My cheeks are about this big, and I'm wearing an extra large shirt. So I weighed about 180, 283 pounds. I weigh 148 pounds this morning.
That's right? Awesome.
And I all my clothes still fit. I haven't gained any weight or lost any weight in 19 years. That's how long I've kept it off. So the way I did that was eating oatmeal and doing away with all the whites. I got white rice, white bread, butter. I got rid of all that and lost a bunch of weight. Now it's about portion control. It's about just not eating too much. I can eat anything I want. I work out,
right.
Do my thing, Planet Fitness, love you, appreciate you. I'm in shape. Ice cream is my like favorite dessert thing to eat. And I love cookies. You know, cookies are going to be one of my 27 favorite things.
Tell me that. Yeah.
I love snowballs. I love pie.
Me too.
I don't love cheesecake, but I love bad stuff. I like French fries. I love pizza. I like fried chicken. I like bad stuff.
All that stuff.
So
and
ice cream.
Desserts especially for me.
But I love ice cream. Yeah. What I figured out with ice cream was cones. So I love ice cream. I get one little scoop, another little scoop. I have little Joy cups that I get, and I have a cone. That cone, if I do it right, will last me an inning of a ball game, an inning and a half. I sit there, lick it, let you know, move, you know, let it melt, eat it slow. You don't bite into it. If I ate ice cream in a dish, I have a spoon, and I go, blip, 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 and it's gone. It's like Ben and Jerry's. It's gone.
Doesn't it melt all over the place?
Nah, you take, well, sometimes I put it in the freezer and freeze it down so it stays colder. But like eating it slowly allows me to enjoy it longer. It's the same amount of ice cream, but I would inhale it if it were pie or cookies, right? So with food, I tend to make things smaller. Like at home, I get a smaller first plate of food. If I want more, I go get back and get more. I get seconds.
Right.
And then with ice cream, that's how I've kept my weight off. So like everything I do, you ask me why I make it, because you laughed at me, and I said, I eat your crab cake over two meals, maybe three, if I break it down and have it on a crab melon. So I enjoy your crab cake over two or 3 days.
Right. Instead I admit, that is huge.
That is a huge cake.
I'm going to eat some of it.
Now you want my crab melt, do you?
I'm going to
try it at least.
You're bastardizing your crab cake here. How dare you mess with the sanctity of the Coco's crab cake?
Nestor, I had no idea you devoted so much time in your life thinking about food. It's just, it's a revelation to me. Like, you really devote a lot of time to.
I eat three times a day.
But little bits.
But little bits. Yeah.
That's good.
It is good.
It is.
Yeah.
That's good.
I can't eat all that, but I'm going to eat some.
I can't eat all of it either, but I'm going to taste it.
Can I get some onion rings?
Oh, she wants onion rings to go with this now. Here we go.
Guys,
all right.
You have to try our onion rings.
Some coleslaw. Your crab cake is delicious. Everybody knows this. I think it is, dare I say, I think it is improved. I think it is improved.
May I start on this one here,
or
should I eat from this?
Whichever one you want to do.
That is so good. It's
right.
Cheesy. It's crunchy. It's got the appropriate amount of bread.
Whoops.
It's got too much crab, which is what you want.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
And it's perfect. And the cheese has a little crunchy crunch, too. Marsh, are you going to have some of this, or what are you doing?
You guys enjoy it.
No, you work here.
I'm enjoying watching you enjoy it.
But this is a really, really big.
It's really fun radio to be
really
able to.
Good.
It's fun radio to be able to eat on the radio.
How many other ways have you ever tinkered with your crab cake? Never, right? Literally.
No.
You just serve it the way you serve it.
Serve it the way we
you
serve
it. You do it smaller, what do you call it, junior, your lunch?
Junior for lunch.
But you, no other way.
No
You
other
never
way.
Mess with it. We're sick.
Delicious. But, you know, it's because mostly I taste the crab cake. So that's why it's delicious. I mean, the cheese is a nice touch, but you didn't wallop
it. It makes it,
with
it more
cheese.
Like crab dip, it looks like.
It does make it a little more like crab dip, but it is good.
You're saying like the bread, like a pita dip.
Mm-hmm. Like a, you know.
Delicious way to eat crab meat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you think bread messes it up a little. You looks like the regular cake, because that's the way your customers eat it here. That's the way it's been for 40 years, right?
It's a matter of preference. I do not.
Well, I'm enjoying the heck out of this.
I do not beat anybody up for how they want to eat it.
Well, and I send you pictures, and I get real excited because I think everybody eats your crab cake the same way, and this is a unique. I thought of it, honestly, from a business perspective, and you know I always think that way. I think it's a lunchtime, 2.5 ounce on two. So half of one crab cake.
Or I could have just done one.
Half of one crab cake or a junior.
There's that coleslaw, by the way, yeah.
Because what you really want is just sort of a layer of crab meat. You don't need it to be a softball. But Eric wanted to show it off because look at all that crab. Oh, I don't want to stab you, Rasig.
That's all right.
But that is one Coco's crab cake stuffed onto two English muffins. And they're still too big. So that's 5.5, 6 ounces of meat, something like that?
Yeah, I think it looks bigger because it's sitting up on the muffin.
Yes, there it is. And then now that's a scientific breakdown right there, right on the radio.
And with that, we're going to end the show. All right, I dropped the lottery chicken on that.
Did you hear that someone won $5 million on a scratch-off?
I saw the sign
from
on
Safeway,
Safeway up the
street.
I reported on that. I had John Martin tell me, sorry. Yes.
I read it
wrong. I even told my wife, and I said, I think I read it wrong because no one won.
I mean... First off, she had to spend $50.
It's
on
a $50 ticket. It's
that's
a $50
ticket. My mom used to gamble like that. She was a high roller. She would play $5 slot machines when we go to Atlantic City. She played. She would have had that ticket. I cannot believe that we were that close.
Wow.
Right up the street.
Probably a Coco's customer.
Do we know who the person is?
No, because I don't think she's revealed
herself. Right. No, I would not
either. She's calling herself, I looked it up, the flower child. She's calling herself the flower child.
If I won, I would call you from Malaya. You'd see an 808 area code from Hawaii, and that'd be
I mean, good for her. That's fantastic.
Of course.
That is a huge win on a scratch-off, and on anything.
On anything.
But let
that's
alone a scratch-off. I didn't even know they paid that high.
Neither did I. That's why I thought I was going to listen to the show.
I didn't know they had $50 scratch-offs
I've told
either.
This story because the lottery has – scratch-off games have moved in that direction.
Yeah.
And people want to win $5 million.
Right.
They do. So – and that's why we play, and that's why I give them out here at Coco's.
That's
right. It's a Back to the Future.
I want you to give out a $5 million winner here at Coco's tonight.
That would be quite a shot in the arm, Marcy.
And this is Marcy's. We're here at Coco's.
I want you to share it with me if you win.
Well, yeah, I will be back here in August as part of our 27th anniversary for us. It's the 40th anniversary for Coco's. And both living the dream here, having crab melts, having fun. Trying to get the Orioles home, and come on out. Big month for you, right? I mean, Morgan.
We've got Mother's Day, which is huge. Even though we're not open on Sunday, we rock it all weekend for Mother's
Sunday
Day.
So Sunday morning, you can't stop. If you want for Mom, you got to come get them Saturday.
You have to get them Saturday.
And if you're out of town, order them ahead of time.
Order them ahead of time. I just got my post out today about that. We've got Memorial Day weekend. We have graduations coming up. We've got Morgan's. Graduation coming up, so it's going to be a busy time.
How about Preakness? What happens?
Preakness, yes. Forgot about Preakness.
Right, yeah. That's probably
Preakness
a big deal here.
Brings a lot of people in, yeah.
Sure.
You know what I love about May? 82 degrees.
May's the best.
I love summer. Here we go. Coco's is a great place to do it. We're over here in Lauraville. Stop by. Say hello to Mars or team. Everybody's here ready to serve you crab cakes, ready to curbside you. If you live out in the county, you just want to stop by and grab a few. If you want to take them home, you do whatever you want to do with them when you get
right.
them home.
We won't judge you.
Well, I'm going to eat what's left here of our
Marcy,
of the mess.
Have you had any other kind of variation on your crab cake?
No.
I mean, or is this,
no.
It's, this is the first
only
actual
for me.
Variation on it even.
Right.
Wow.
I believe you're
very
wrong.
Historical moment
eating.
Here.
Oh, it's like a mystical
moment.
Hysterical moment, too, by the way.
I think we've done a special where we had like a chicken breast sandwich topped with some crab cake.
Oh, like a chicken Chesapeake.
You know, like a chicken Chesapeake. Okay. We've done things like that.
Right.
But
that sounds tasty.
Yeah, that's a nice
Well,
special.
Your crab meat's
and
delicious.
And I love the stuffed marshmallows.
Stuffed marshmallows.
Stuffed mushroom caps or crab imperial.
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, that's
27
amazing.
Days, 27th anniversary, 27 great, awesome things you can eat.
You have to tell me where they are. I'm going to go find them.
I'm looking. I'm going to do one a day every day in August. By the time I get to you, you're in the top five. So, like, last week of August, I'm going to be here. I'm organizing it all.
We're here.
It's
going to
be
home.
A great summer.
I'm coming in for that, yeah.
Resigliorio's going to be in a pennant. No. It'll be football season by then.
Oh, you didn't get to try the onion rings yet.
Where are the onion rings?
Where are the onion rings?
Oh, she's going to make me eat them on the air now. All right, that's good.
I'm not ruling out that we're going to be in a pennant race yet. I'm not ruling it out yet.
Who's going to pitch? You?
Maybe I am ruling it out then.
Well, the longer you make me wait for the onion rings, the more of this crab melt I'm going to eat.
There you go.
I'm eating
that's
it, too.
It's
too good. It's too good.
Enjoy it.
I'm not eating the cheese part. I'm just eating the crab.
No,
I'm only kidding. No, I did eat the cheese part.
You can't eat it.
You don't like cheese?
I do like cheese. No, it's good with the cheese. It's good.
Yeah.
It's just unnecessary, right?
Whoa!
Marcy.
I can eat your crab cake your way anytime I want. I've done it for 40 years, right? So, like, the fact that I want to take it home and mess with it, it does mess with you, and you don't like it. It makes you angry.
No, it does not. I have I've tried to saute them at home.
No go?
They don't turn out very
well.
Good.
They don't have enough binding, right? I mean, there's not like crackers and breadcrumbs and things like
they
that.
They are
in your crab
good fried, but you have to make them smaller to fry them.
Like crab balls.
Yeah, and we can't do that here because
kitchen's
too small.
I love fried. I mean, so
if you fry it, it would be too done on the outside and underdone on the
inside. I think that's one of the reasons that I put it together the way I did at home. And I don't know, I mean, percentage-wise, you sell a whole lot more crab cakes out the side door than you do on a platter in here, right?
What do you mean?
You sell, I mean, curbside and shipping.
Oh, or carry out and
I mean,
that. Oh, yeah.
More people take raw crab cakes home out of here than eat them cooked in here, right? I mean, I think, based on what I see here.
Not
50-50?
Our carry out is about 50% of our business.
But it's cooked.
Most of it's cooked.
All right, so
sell a large amount of uncooked. So people will be shocked when they come in. Sometimes we're like, we're not open yet, but you can get uncooked, and they look at us like we're crazy because they're not used to restaurants.
Oh, here we go!
We need ketchup for the
onion rings.
Gotta have ketchup.
Yep, I'm also ketchup on onion.
Baz, my wife's gonna hate you for bringing this over here. I'm just letting you know. Onions and me. I slept in a hotel last night. I'm with my wife tonight, so I'm going light on these onion rings. I'm just saying, man, onion rings and Nestor, you know. I love them. They don't love me. But I'm going to have one.
I'm going to try an onion ring, too.
Really
these do look delicious, but they're not like colossal.
No, but the
Burks
taste
called them colossal.
Is amazing. You know why our fried food is so good? They're sweet. We use peanut oil in our fryers, which a lot of people don't use anymore. Because there's so many allergies, but it makes the food taste so much better. It really does.
When French fries are cooked in peanut oil, they just taste better.
Yes.
They do.
Everything tastes better fried in peanut oil.
I got to let that cool down. I'm going to burn my tongue.
It will.
I burn my tongue. I can't do radio. Then what happens? The city rejoices.
Then we have Nestor.
I was telling Marcy that back in college days, I used to do a comic strip called, you were talking about tuna melts. I did a comic strip called The Beast That Ate Buffalo, and it was about a tuna melt that came from our food service there, which was terrible. And the giant tuna melt attacked the college. It was like a sci-fi.
And did they all get dysentery or something? What happened?
The tuna melt, you know, would get larger and larger and eat the college administrators who we didn't like. So it's kind of like an editorial cartoon, too, in a way.
Everybody knew how horrible it was?
In the climactic scene, we had a big tower at our college. The tuna melt has the college president and climbs to the top of the tower.
He's going to sacrifice the president.
And then, of course, it's shot down by airplanes, you know, King Kong style. But, I mean, you know,
oh
it's very...
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
I miss your unique sense of humor, Rasid. I need to do more of this. All right, we're having onion rings. We're having crab melts. We're over here at Coco's. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Rasid is here. He is my co-host with a K, about to go do yoga after eating fried onion rings. Marsh is about to get into her heavy season here in May and graduations and Mother's Day. And I would implore all of you to come enjoy the food. You don't have to get a crab melt. You don't have to do it my way. They're all making fun of me,
Everyone's
and that's fine.
Everyone's going to come in here now and want cheese on their crab cakes.
Well, then you should give the people what they want. Give them what they want. I want
start
some more
a whole new so thing, you know, in
I
Baltimore.
I have some people that get sauteed onions on their crab
really?
Cake sandwich.
I mean,
yeah.
That is sweet. Oh, that's good.
Aren't they
Why
delicious?
Have I not had these here before? That's good.
I have no idea. I told you. They're awesome.
They taste like Burke's onion rings. They're just not big and showy.
Right.
Yes.
They taste a lot like Burke's onion rings because they're made of onion.
Good stuff, huh?
Yeah. All right. Not better than a coconut shrimp, but good. I'll give you that.
I mean, I don't really eat onion rings anywhere else. I think ours are amazing.
They're really good. I've not had your onion
rings. That's delicious. Thank you.
No, I have had yours.
Now you got something new.
I didn't. You always trying to, you know. Show me new things we're doing around here. They do a new thing every Tuesday. They have Burger Night, right?
Burger Night on Tuesday. Pair it with any of our draft beers.
$20.
That's great.
And we also do a gourmet burger for that night, too. But you can also choose any of the menu, regular menu burgers.
Yeah, I just need some cheese and stuff on my burger, and I'm good. I don't need anything Gucci.
I'm not a Gucci burger either.
Yeah, I mean,
pizza, same way. I just want pepperoni pizza.
I mean, I don't need bacon on my burger. I got burger on my burger. You know what I mean? I don't want crab meat on my burger. I got burger on my burger.
Yeah, some
That's
people
it.
Do, though.
What is
just
it?
Just like you Boog- like
is
cheese
you call it
on your crab.
What is bougie? Bougie, what is it?
Bougie.
I don't even know. I'm sorry.
Bougie is fancy.
Fake upscale.
Oh, fake upscale.
Fake
okay,
upscale.
Okay.
Fake upscale, you know?
All right.
It's more like
An egg on your is that bougie considered?
That's bougie.
Egg on your hamburger?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
Oh yeah.
I've seen a lot of that. That doesn't appeal to me. Yeah.
If it was a Kobe burger,
eggs,
that would be bougie.
An egg on my
you know,
burger.
If it was a Kobe burger, that's bougie.
Okay.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you put soppressata on your pizza instead of pepperoni, that's bougie. Even though they're like the same thing.
Okay.
But yeah.
As always, I'm educated on your show, so here I've learned a new
so
term.
So if I call your work cartooning, that's like looking down on it, but if I call it art, that's bougie. Right? Am I right?
You are right on that.
Is that right?
No one has ever called my cartoons art. So.
So there you go, right?
It is art.
You are the crab melt of cartoonists. Underappreciated and underserved. All right, Rasig's here. Mars is here. My thanks to Howard Perlow for coming by with the Las Vegas party. I had Jamie Costello here. It feels like 5 hours ago now, and it feels like a year and a half ago
it
that my son
was.
And I said, yeah, it was this morning at some point. It's this afternoon. I hope the Orioles win. Luke's at
no,
the ballpark.
Go O's. Come on.
Rasig and I did a whole sports thing earlier. If you want to go check that out, make sure you check that out as well. And, I had another guest here. I've had so many guests here today that I actually, like, have forgotten who was my first guest? Who was it? I had a guest. It was hours ago. Who was it?
It was Congressman.
McCray.
Yeah,
it was Corey McCray.
Senator
Gosh,
Corey
I forgot.
McCray.
I had the senator here, and I forgot that I had
Senator,
it.
I mean, yes.
I got to go. It's like I woke up in Atlanta on 4 hours of sleep at 5 a.m. this morning after rocking a Pearl Jam all last night. I am Nestor. We are WNST signing off from Coco so Marcella can go sell big crab cakes that you'll come and enjoy. We're WNST. Stay with us.